Welcome to this edition of Game Changers Live. This is your host, Dennis Trionis. Game Changers Live is sponsored by the Trionis Group, innovation in retained executive search in the marketing arena. Game Changers Live is the digital town square where we meet the leaders who are changing the landscape of the marketing world. Now let's get started with today's very special guest. Today I'm joined by my co-host for Game Changers Live, Norman Sherman. We're delighted to be here visiting with Jim Sicanos, president of MSL Group Americas. MSL Group Americas is a leading next-generation agency that offers trusted advisors and unbounded creativity in the always-on conversation age. In addition to serving as the agency's president, Jim is a member of the global leadership team. He's responsible for driving the firm's growth strategy in North and Latin America, including business planning and management. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jim, there's lots of people out there who we talk to on an ongoing basis that feel that public relations is now entering a golden age. What's your take on that?
I think absolutely. There's never been more opportunity today in a world of change. There's nothing more important than building relationships and telling your story. And I think public relations is best suited to help companies, organizations, and individuals do that.
If you were to talk about two or three key things that a public relations agency has to do to capture the high ground with clients out there, what would those two or three
Sure. I think that public relations agencies, by nature of our business, we're probably the best at listening. And in this world of conversation, to provide value to customers and clients and consumers and NGOs, the ability to really listen to what the conversations are that are being said is really paramount and maybe most important. Because today, we live in a world of engagement and conversation, so the ability to do that is key.
One of the things that we think of when we listen to someone who's in a leadership position like you, and you talk about the importance of really listening to the client, is that listening is an important skill, certainly. But there are a lot of great listeners. But if you don't know how to process that information to guide a client and consult with that client, all the listening in the world doesn't help. What is that one special thing that you add to the top of that listening ability?
You know, when we repositioned and rebranded our company, our vision was to be our client's most trusted advisor and source for unbound creativity and the always-on conversation. At the core of that is being a trusted advisor. Mm-hmm. While anybody can listen, and there are better mousetraps, the ability to bring, I think, perspective and to be able to synthesize and bring talents from around the world and in vertical industries to help clients solve those problems is really the science and the magic.
If we were to express the MSL Group experience that the client feels, what would be that expression of that experience?
We call it being boundless, and The idea that amazing ideas can come from anywhere, geographically, beyond channel. It can come through social media. It can come through public relations, direct advertising, and digital, that ideas can be small and beautiful and turn into very big and successful and important things. So, I mean, the idea to really think outside of the box culturally, beyond channel, and globally and geographically, I think, is the ability to be successful today in a world of change. You have to really understand the world and the role we play in it.
Norm?
I think this is both an opportunity and a challenge for public relations agencies, right? This opportunity is being afforded you. The challenge, I think, is partially, one, are clients willing to see you in that manner, right? And two, to get the kind of people within your organization who are capable of delivering against that. So, two-part question. First, let's talk about what your experience has been in receptivity of clients to see you in that way.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to say that this week is the Chinese New Year, is the Year of the Dragon. And the Year of the Dragon is about ambition and fortitude and success. And I think that public relations embodies all those key things, that the ability to be able to try new things and test new things and in new ways and being relevant and credible and authentic has never been more important. In a world where there's so little distrust, the ability to deliver credibility and authenticity is at the core of everything that we do. And I think most companies are open to that. And, you know, and again, in a world of change, everybody has a story to tell, and they're looking for credibility and authenticity. So I think that's a great opportunity that's unique to public relations and why more and more companies are coming to us for help.
So what do you have to do, though, as an organization to really capture this? What's the challenge that it puts on your organization to be able to deliver against this?
You know, I would say the biggest challenge is technology and digital. And I think the whole world is trying to wrap its head and its arms around the transformative power of what is happening with digital. How can you understand it? How can you harness it? How can you measure it? And so I think those are sort of the big challenges that companies are coming to us for, because every company wants to tell its story. Every company wants to build stronger relationships with their most important stakeholders. But the ability to measure that and show advocacy and success over time is the big challenge. And again, I think we're uniquely positioned because in our business, we've always used third-party credibility for authenticity and credibility. We've always have been advocates for brands and companies. And because of the power of social media and the idea of co-publishing and co-creation allows us to get these third parties to help tell company stories for them in very authentic ways and in real time. So again, I think we're uniquely positioned to do that. Most companies, you know, I would say in the creative world, advertising agencies have always been focused on a monologue, not really the dialogue. And we've lived together this year, you know, in this age, we live in this multilogue, which is the ability of, you know, how do you create points of content and conversations in real time? And again, I think we're uniquely suited to help companies do that.
So I understand conceptually what the opportunity is.
Right.
I understand conceptually what your vision of positioning is. Give us some examples of what you're doing across the Americas that really breathe life into delivering against
this. We work with some of the great thing about MSL Group is that we work with some of the world's most respected, you know, blue chip companies, from Heineken to Procter & Gamble to Citi to General Motors and pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly and OSI, Microsoft. So we have a diverse portfolio of business with a lot of different needs and client needs from us. So, you know, across the business, whether it's producing an event like the Consumer Electronics Show, one of the things that one of our agencies did just an unbelievable job for the CEO, Steve Ballmer, is there has been some criticisms of Microsoft and some of the stuff that they've been doing. So we embraced it, and we created a 50-person choir, and we did a Twitter feed where the choir sang out all the issues and problems they had, and Ballmer had to address it. So the ability to use, you know, Twitter in real time from a creative perspective to storytell and take on the issues is a great example.
He didn't do his monkey boy dance, I imagine.
No, but it was, you know, again, to capture that moment. Those keynotes at CES are so important because of the ability. We just last week produced the World Economic Forum in Davos, which is, you know, the world's leading group of influencers, CEOs, academics, you know, Hollywood superstars, and the ability to help the World Economic Forum tell their story in this world of change and be positioned as leaders is another great example of work that we do every single day for our clients. And, you know, you don't trust the World Economic Forum or companies like Microsoft in the keynote for Ballmer to just anybody.
Yeah.
And so, again, we value those relationships and the things that we're doing every day with our clients.
What is it about MSL that in this broad world of public relations makes you different from other agencies out there, either in vision or execution or in people? What is it that you stand for that's differentiated?
Well, I mean, I think there are three key things that ultimately differentiate a company. One is the talent and the people, you know, so the fact that we have impassioned employees that will do whatever it takes to help our clients succeed, I think, is the first one. The second thing, I think our services, you know, there are very few public relations agencies that have creative advertising, boutique agencies and experiential event marketing firms and digital and social that are all part of our network, and we manage and own those assets. Thirdly, I would think our global perspective, we're number one in China and India. So in the emerging markets, which are just so important, there was a great article this week by Thomas Friedman about how to win in this new world. and you have to be everywhere and you know, create opportunities and enable economic power by sharing and building and co-creating. So I think in this world of social media and this idea of being boundless is a huge strength for ours, where a lot of companies are trying to just fill their holes in the domestic markets. We're looking beyond to places like the emerging markets where we think, you know, clients will need this, these services and these skills in order to grow.
You've been listening to Game Changers Live, and we've been talking to Jim Tsikanos, the CEO and president of MSL Group Americas. Jim, in our audience is, I'm sure, going to be young leaders who are aspiring to be the next CEO of the competition, perhaps. And what we'd like is your insight into some of the challenges that being the president, CEO, and leader of the agency of the future holds. What are the challenges from a leadership point of view, from a skill set point of view? What would those be?
Well, the Chinese have a word for both opportunity and threats. The word is wai zhi. And I think today we live in a world, in order to see opportunity, you got to understand what the issues and the threats are. So I think being flexible is really, really important, because everything matters and everything counts today. The other is being culturally sensitive, to understand that different cultures around the globe will contribute to success, and the ability to figure out where can we, you know, create things, where can we share things, where can we borrow things, and where can we own things is really going to be important. I think the understanding of the emerging markets and different cultures is just critical to being successful. And the third, I would say, is digital acumen, because the world of social and digital has changed so much. The fourth, I would say, is confidence and being battle-tested. That the only thing that's for sure is change, and the ability to be able to manage that and to see the opportunities, I think, is maybe the biggest challenge. I think our world needs leadership today, and the ability to sort of lead people and lead ideas is what, you know, I think the world is lacking, and what I think is in huge demand today. So I think the ability to do those things and do it well, you know, creates leadership. And the beauty of it is, because of technology, you know, a leader can be 22 years old and start a company and be successful today. So it's a different path than what it was for many of us growing up in the business.
So change is really interesting. Jack Welch, the one-time CEO of GE, wrote in the foreword of one of his books, great quote, that he said, change has no constituency, right? But you're living in a world of change. You're trying to drive an organization to that change. It's unlikely, if you believe Welch, that people are raising their hands saying, sign me up for change. What do you do as a leader of your organization to get people to participate and willingly participate in the kind of change you're trying to drive?
I think the first part is, especially with our clients and our employees, to listen, which is where I started with in this conversation, because, you know, people will tell you, if you're really open-minded and you're willing to take advice, they'll share with you what you need to do. And I think that's really important, and to start on the inside and understand what's most important to your most important key stakeholders and constituents. So I think understanding what's happening around you and understanding, you know, what your most important stakeholders think about is the first place to start. The second part of it is being willing to and being able to make really bold decisions and living with them. You know, in a world where everybody's flip-flopping, it's easy to sort of lose your confidence and to fall back. And I think you have to continuously move forward and have the confidence and conviction and perseverance. You know, the great Winston Churchill said, the people that will be remembered in this world are the people that stood for something, mm-hmm. and they were never appreciated during their time. And I think that's a great example of, you know, sticking with the program through thick and thin.
You mentioned the 22-year-old leader who could be the CEO, and there's obviously examples of that, but you're a pretty young guy yourself. What are the factors that sort of line up for you in public relations that really keeps you engaged and excited? Because presumably you could be the president of any kind of ad agency or any kind of company for that matter. Why public relations, and why does it keep you engaged?
Well, I think that it starts with the way you're raised and I think understand what your principles are, and I think it transcends any industry or vertical today. So understanding who you are and what you're about, what you stand for, and holding to those principles. I think for me, you know, coming up in a a family where my father was an immigrant, understanding who you are and what those principles are have always been at the core, irrespective of the businesses that I've been in. And then the second part, in terms of being successful, sticking with it and having commitment and a commitment to excellence, that no matter what the chore or the task is, that you fall through on every on your promises and your word, and you stick through it beyond. I mean, I think principles and integrity and commitment to me are the things that persevere. Now, you know, if I were Mark Zuckerberg, of course, being able to innovate to me is a huge point of differentiation. And if I had to do my career over again, I probably would go to China or go to Silicon Valley because, you know, certainly in Silicon Valley, it is about innovation and a new economy there. And certainly in China, it's about the emerging markets and the next economies.
So what skills do you pick up as sort of the kid of an immigrant that equips you for a leadership role in a unique way?
Well, you know, I think running an agency, there's no job too big or too small. So, you know, you need to be a five-tool player, you know, and I think being the son of an immigrant, you have to be, not afraid to work hard and sweep the floors and come in earlier and stay later and to persevere that, you know, you can't take things personally. No matter what the challenges are, you have to, you know, succeed. There's no room for failure. So, again, I think in a world where there are challenges everywhere, as you said before, I think that, you know, success is really built on the ability to commit to excellence and execute it every day.
So that kind of explains what the inside value is. What does the client get that's unique from that kind of sort of heritage and DNA?
Well, I mean, again, a commitment to their success, right, that you'll do whatever it takes to make them successful, to solve their most important business challenges, to come up with innovative solutions that they never thought, that you'll be their partner through thick and thin. Some of the best relationships I've ever developed with clients have been through the tough times, not the easy times. Right. And the ability to manage those relationships in those situations and help them win is what matters every day. Every detail counts today.
I want to get back for a moment to a bit of the everyday issues that you face in the business. It seems to us that social media and digital have really shaken up the world of communications, right? And everyone is trying to get more than their fair share of that pie. Is that your impression, one? And two, what opportunities has it afforded you as a result of the shakeup that's going on in that world of communications?
Well, I mean, I think for smart, dedicated people, there's amazing opportunities to reinvent yourself. I mean, I think that's sort of the key in business. And I think social media is an amazing channel, but it's not the epicenter. It's a channel. And I think the ability to help our clients take on their biggest issues, whether it's a reputation program, or whether it's brand building or relationship building or CRM, whatever it is, you know, that digital allows you to move quickly and to be much more efficient and much more accountable in this real-time, always-on environment. So I think that's, you know, sort of the speed of things is uniquely positioned for us. We're at agencies, you know, when they would do a campaign, it would take them months in advance to plan. We're able to get real-time insights, feedback, listening, and be able to execute an idea very quickly today. And the small idea can turn into a big result.
So what are you doing within this organization, though, to make sure that digital is part of the fiber of everyone who works within
the
organization?
You know, so first I would say we haven't figured it all out. I think we're all trying to figure it out. So anybody who says they've got this thing completely thought through and solved, I'm not sure if they have. So understanding your weakness is one of your greatest opportunities. So in our world, we're trying to train people. And, you know, and the other thing we're trying to build is operational excellence around execution. So we don't make the same mistakes over and over again that, you know, the accomplished children need to have shoes. So we have our own policies on social media and trying to teach and train ourselves first on how to manage social media and the power of it and what are the elements of harm in thinking through. Because if you can't do that for your own company, how can you do that for your clients? So I think that's the first part. And the second thing, again, is really understanding our clients' problems, because technology isn't the solution for everything.
Right.
And so making sure that if you're going to use technology, you know, it's the right channel to meet their biggest need. And I think, again, you take a look at television and the upfronts, television is still the most powerful, you know, channel for delivery of a message today. And I think, again, that's not down for the count, and the world will continue to evolve and converge, and you have to be open-minded and understand that that's going to happen and, again, live in the world of change.
Jim, we've known you long enough to say that you've proven yourself to be a very, very accomplished identifier, a great eye for talent. What makes for a very strong, very successful person within MSL Group in terms of talent traits?
I would say that they're collaborative, that they have great values, that they're hardworking. They have a level of humility to them, that they want to do what's right, that they're always intellectually curious about what the new and the next thing will be, and that they can lead their teams and their clients, you know, both from internally and externally on the relationship side. Those are, seem to be the values that we live with. You know, collaboration has always been at the core of our company, and we think that collaboration is maybe the greatest strength for us moving forward, because the ability to work with others, whether it's different agencies or attorneys or legal or HR, and bring the enterprise together is a huge strength in a world where people can't get along. Take a look at our own politics in the United States.
So here's a tough question. Are these skills, are these traits being developed primarily in the public relations community today, or are they being developed in other kinds of organizations, other kinds of agencies, from your point of view?
Well, I mean, great leaders and ideas can come from anywhere. So, I mean, we don't really see ourselves as a hardcore, strictly public relations agency. We look at ourselves as trusted advisors. So, again, you know, trust is something, and advice is something that's built in colleges and universities with the discipline of finishing a degree, which we think is important. But I think our business has always been built on relationships. So we do think that there is a training element that has to be put forth to cultivate that talent. And it's both cultivating them here at the agency and before they get here. We have an internship program that was designed to attract the best talent that we get thousands of applications for around the country. And we pick 10 people for a highly paid internship program. Mm-hmm. And they have to compete against thousands of other interns to get a spot to first compete for the internship. So we take then, you know, 20 applicants out of thousands, and they come into New York and they have to compete for 10 spots. And so again, you know, we believe strongly that it's got to start before people enter the door, and that, you know, we have a responsibility to the community and to the marketplace. And we also are heavily involved in multicultural. We won the Ad Age Partnership of the Year for an agency that we're incubating called Agami, which is a diversity and urban marketing agency. So again, you know, we think it's our responsibility to do it before they get into the doors, to do it in new places that aren't expected, where we think people deserve a fair chance and opportunity to compete. And once you get in the doors, we have a very solid, you know, training and development program.
Now, I know you have relatively small children, but if you kind of turn the clock ahead to their graduation day from some wonderful university, do you see yourself wanting your children to go into the communications and public relations business?
I want my children to focus on what their passions are, and if you do what you love and you love what you do, you're going to be successful no matter what you do. And so that, to me, is the most important. I think if you follow your passion and your dreams, everything is possible today. So I would want them to have fantastic experiences in their life and follow their passions. And I was lucky enough to find this industry and to build my career, and I would have the hope that no matter what they do, they're successful at it. If they choose to go into our industry, fantastic. If they choose to create the next Facebook, I'd be equally prized and proud.
So, crystal ball time, Jim. Right?
Yes.
I want to look into the future. Let's say 5 years out into the future. What do you see happening within the world of public relations within that 5-year future? And where do you see MSL being 5 years from now? How will MSL be different as well?
I think in 5 years you'll see the first $1 billion public relations agency. So I think that's going to be very interesting. You know, when you take a look at the largest clients in our business, and, you know, you could have 30, $40 million clients, it was unthinkable 5 years ago to be thinking about that. To have networks that are operating in 130 countries, I think, is coming, and the day is happening. I know in our own company we can operate in 83 wholly owned markets in the emerging markets, so I think, you know, truly being global and understanding what that means. I think digital and social continue to transform everything that we do, from the way we consume media to the decisions we make. And I think public relations, if we work really hard at it, we can continue to own that spot, especially in social media. And if I were to break it down, I think one would be on the strategic side, which would be on the issues and the crisis management, because I think because of privacy and the era of people making errors and mistakes and breaking the rules and laws, that crises and issues will continue to emerge. The second thing on social, I think, will be social enterprise, that I think the same way that clients took a look at IT in the 90s during the data age, that it'll come forward where social media and their products and tools will be driving the enterprise, from how they communicate internally to how they work with their most important customers and key stakeholders. So I think social enterprise could be, you know, the next big thing in social and technology. I think influencer management, which will be sort of the new CRM, to understand what does influence really mean and how do you connect one-on-one in this always-on environment and deliver those messages in authentic, incredible ways. And that's always been at the core of our business. So, I mean, I think those are amazing opportunities that are boundless, that transcend vertical, that transcend industry, that I think we'd be the heart of it. And I think MSL, you know, is the fourth largest global agency in the world, can be that leading agency.
You've been listening to Game Changers Live. We've been talking to Jim Tsakanos, president of MSL Group Americas. And we found out that part of the success of running an agency is authenticity, of course, ambition, fortitude, and success. Jim, we want to thank you for being a very special guest today and sharing your thoughts with us. And thank you for being on the show.